Okay, we're going forward. We're on the two dots. Yeah, on Chof Ches Amad Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. It says Rabbi Yeshua, Kachaya Doresh Zachariah B'chulei. Right? And so we're focused on the Nitmaz over here. Tarabon. Shlosh Potamim. There's three times, Hamurim B'parsha, that said in the Parsha of Sota, the word Nitma, basically. Number one. Im nitma, and then number two, nitma'a, and number three, v'nitma'a. Lama, why do you need all these three? So, echad l'baal, where one is to tell you that she's prohibited to the husband, she's profane, right, nitma'a, she's, right, she's profaned or whatever for the husband or whatever, she's, but echad l'baal, and one is for the baal, that she's ostered to the baal, even in the event that her husband would divorce her. She's never going to be able to be with this boy again. Okay. But achad latruma, and one is to tell us that a sota woman, as we saw in the first Mishnah, yeah, if she's a bas kohen, she can't eat truma anymore. Okay. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's the words of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Says Rabbi Yishmael. Kal v'choyma. There's actually a kal v'choyma over here. We can work out one of these dinim. Or a din. Yeah. Oma gerusha. A gerusha shumuteres latruma. A gerusha is muteres latruma. We mentioned this earlier in the event that a bas kohen married a Yisrael. And when she married a Yisrael, so she's in a Yisrael's house, so she can't eat truma anymore. But in the event that he would divorce her, yeah, she would go back to her father's house. And she can now eat truma. Yeah? But she's nevertheless asur l'chahuna. She's asur l'chahuna in the sense she can't marry a kohen. Right? Once she's a guru, she's got to marry a kohen. So it's kind of interesting. She can eat truma, right, in this scenario which you mentioned, but she can't marry a kohen. So zu means the sota woman. Yeah? She asura b'truma. She's asura b'truma, which we just said, what Rabbi Akiva mentioned. Hey, no, din, isn't it a kal v'choyma she'asura l'chuna? She's going to be asa to marry a kohen in the event that her husband divorced her.
What's another one we said? We're saying she's asa for truma.
Well, you are totally correct, Gil, and the Gemara is going to ask that question. Well done.
Hey, no, din means like kal v'choyma.
Yes. In this, yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, but we're going to save that till probably tomorrow. Okay. Now, Mata Maloma, this actually is a new point over here. Okay. So over here, this is a nice comma there. This is, we're going to focus on a new point that is Oymed Verumo Shel Oilom, as I heard from Shirley Bonstein last night. This is a big point over here. Mata Maloma, what does it mean when it says Vehi Nitma? Right. She is definitively Tame, Vehi lo nitma, and she is Tahor. It's going to speak out. Yeah, in nitma, if she's Vadai Tame, Lama Shoisa, why does she have to drink? Right, because if she's Vadai Tame, the reason she drinks is to just to verify the fact that she's innocent or not. Yeah, so it's the Lashon of the Pasuk is strange. Vehim lo nitma, and if she's not nitma, she's not Tame, Lama Mashka, why would you? Mashka means force her to drink.
Wait, I'm sorry, this person is talking about what the Baal has a bath that is wife.
Well, that's going to be the answer. That's.
So it says if she's guilty or not guilty, she has to drink. But we don't know yet if she's guilty or not.
You're correct.
Well, thank you.
That's what the Gemara is going to say now, not later on, like Gil. Right now. Yes, sir. So the shosa means correct. Well done.
Well done.
Yes, it's good. Can someone say something bad or something? Mikan Asa Dan. From here you can Dan.
Sorry,
Mark. Yes, thank you. Well done. Magid l'cha. Okay, thank you. Magid l'cha is coming to tell you a kosov, right? Shasofik over here is asura, right? So which we're going to see later on is Kavadai, though, really. The Sophic is a Surah Kavadai. I mean, let's just read Rashi over here, because it feels a bit, yeah. Okay, Magid Lecha, look, it's Rashi on the top line. Magid Lecha Kosov, She'al Asophic Asura, right? Vahachika Omar Kra, we're doing a Hachika Omar. This is what the Pasuk is saying, yeah? Well, this is basically what Ephraim said, yeah? Isha Zu, Shema Nitmaha, perhaps she's Nitmar, yeah? V'shema lo Nitmar, perhaps she's not Nitmar. V'ka'omar Loch, and we see in the context of the parsha, the Pesukim, Shiashkena, Lavora has faker, you've got to give it a drink to clarify the Sophic. The Elo Mashkala Asura. If she's not gonna give her, she's gonna be Asura. Okay. So
she has the decent position of being
Vadai. Right. Let's just do this quickly. Let's do this Tosfos quickly, which I heard last night, which is nice, but just to clarify things. Yeah. Look on you see what it said, Ma Tamaloma Hinit Ma. Right. Don't go right. Yeah. And then it says Vitim Toma, like two lines down.
Yeah.
Okay. Vitim Toma. Bechi itzterich kra lemesa sveika. Do you need a posuk to tell you that a sophic the next one, no, further down. See where we're behind the next Tosfos?
Yeah.
Further down? Yeah, there should be an Im Toma over there. Which one? My time, the
Oh, okay. So
if you're gonna ask, yeah, over here, V'chi itztrich kra l'meisa sveika, why does the Torah have to tell us that in a case of doubt, which is osa, like I suppose like Sophic derives l'chumra? We know in case of doubt, keep away from doubt. Yeah? Yesh loimar, a cost of oisra. Now, we've been speaking about this, but let's just try it. A cost of oisra koidem shtia. The Torah prohibited her even before she drank. Yeah, ki'ilu hi vadai. Like she's a vadai. Right? But afal gav, the lake of Malkus, even over here, we're not going to whip her. Yeah? K'nemuchach perikamad yivamos. Mihu, Lav abar michal ase ika. We've got a lav, right, abar michal ase ika over here, I suppose, to have relations with her, if the husband would. But filu im hi tahoira. Let's say this woman is tahoira. So this guy says, you know, he says, I know my wife can sleep with that guy. Yeah, so she never slept with him. Yeah? Let's say he would sleep, right? Ne'enash beistin shel mala, right, im ba'alal. The based in Shalmala, if the husband would now have relations with her, even though the based in Shalmala knows she's really innocent. Yeah, but we give a din of that it's Vadai. So this is a Chiddush in Sota that basically the reason it's like a Sophic, right, in the sense we don't know what happened, but we give her, we say Sveika Kavadai over here. Now, back to the Gemara. Mikan. So now we're going to apply this principle. Mikan otar dan l'sheretz. Now we've just said that a sophic sota is like a vadai, and we're going to apply that to a sheretz, to a dead one. Yeah. Right. With regards to we spoke about before, that sheretz can matame other things. Ma sota, just like a sota, shalo osa, but. This is going to work a bit like a Kal V'Chomer, but if you look on the Toshua's Shantz, he says it's not really a proper Kal V'Chomer, but it's working like a Kal V'Chomer kind of thing. Okay, but so we're going to apply the dinim, right? Apply the laws of Sota to basically a Sheretz, which is Tuma, right? So because Sota is in a certain sense is more lenient than Sheretz, so therefore we're going to say if it applies by Sota, for sure it's going to apply by Sheretz. And here are some of the leniencies, right? We're going to contrast Sota and Sheretz. Yeah, Omar Sota, Shalo Osaba, Shogeg. They didn't make a Shogeg, Kermazid. Meaning, basically, there's no Sota, if she's not Osa to a husband if it was an accident. Right? Rashi says there was a case where it's a bit whatever. She was in a room, and maybe something like two couples in a room, and they mixed up the wives accidentally, and they didn't realize what was going on. It was very dark. So basically, they had relations with somebody they shouldn't have, but basically accidentally didn't know. Yeah, so that she wouldn't be ushered to a husband in such a case. Yes. Okay. Definitely. Yes. Definitely. Yeah, but oinus karat, and it also doesn't make oinus karat son. For example, if someone raped the woman, yeah. So if she was like, she went into seclusion with this guy, and she thought it was a nice guy, and she was never intended to sleep with him, you know, and then he raped her. So also bar, nevertheless, this is like nevertheless, also bar sophic kavadai. We make a sophic kavadai. Meaning we're very machmir over here on this in this particular case, and we relate to it as a vadai. Yeah? So now sheretz, sha'osaboy, shogeg kamezid. Sheretz, we make shogeg kamezid. That means if somebody's kind of disgusted by dead lizards, and he didn't even intend to touch that dead lizard and accidentally touched it, yeah, he will be Tomei still. Yeah? A sheretz is, you know, it doesn't really matter on the, right? And also, onus karatzon, right? So his wife's chasing him with a dead lizard in her hand, and she's...
He falls on it.
Yeah, but it's not owner, that's not own. Okay, yeah, good, correct. Force. Right. Okay. Ein odin shi'ase sofik kavadai. All of us, so we're going to make a sofik kavadai. Now, fine. So now we're just going to say this is straightforward. Basically, what's that? We're going to speak about that now. Right. So now, umakum shabas, and from the source of the limud, from where you came from, which is sota. So now we're going to say so. We're going to qualify some of the halakhas of sota. Ma sota. A sota is rishus yochid. Right, sota, when she goes into seclusion with that man, right, she's going into seclusion. We learned hilchos yichud from sota, right? She goes into seclusion. So that where we say that we say a sofik kavadai is only when she was in the yichud room, right? So that, right? So af sheret, so too rishus yochid. When we're going to say a sofik, we're going to speak out the case of the sofik still, right? With a sofik, if you say touched a sheret, yeah, that is also going to only. We're going to say it's Vadai Tomei, yeah, in a case where it's in a Rishus Yochid, but not in a Rishus Ramin. Okay. There is no difference, meaning it's just that we're just learning from Sota, meaning you wouldn't think there'd be any difference, right? We hear with a woman there's a difference between Rishus Yochid and Rishus Ramin because to being sleeping with another man, yeah? But with Sheretz, you seemingly wouldn't make any difference, but that's what we say, that's the rule. The rule is we say it's we're limited to where we came from. Okay. Now another thing. Omar soita. Right here we go. Right. Davar sheyesh. The shin over here is a prefix that yesh that is to it. Bo das. Right has intellect. Lishol. You can ask them. Meaning we ask the woman. Did you sleep with that guy? Okay. So too. Right, af sheretz dover sheyesh bo das lishol. So I was just thinking about, you know, asking the sheretz. Excuse me, sheretz, did you judge that person? But I don't. But the problem is the sheretz is one is dead and the other one's sheretz don't let me speak. Maybe it's a parrot. But
Dr. Doolittle.
Okay, fine. But it means the person who touched the tumor. Right, so let's look at this Rashi, because this Rashi is important. I'm sorry, we're going slow, but you'll go over this quick. Yeah, now look at Amasota Davar Sheyesh Bo Das Lishol. It's four lines down. He, right, im nitma im lav, right? You ask the woman, were you Tommy or not? Yeah, af sofik tumor, right? Davar Sheyesh Bo Bunegeya Ze, right? Something that this touch, right? That it's touching the tumor, das lishol. Im naga, right? If it touched, in love. Vahu oimer, and what does the person say? Eini yodea, because that's what we're talking about, a sophic. And then we say it's like a vadai. So you say to, so you say to that person, ooh, there's a dead lizard there. Did you touch that? It says, ooh, I don't know. So therefore, if it would be Nimshu Siyachid, right, that person would be Sofik Tami.
Yeah, could go in Odom, or right, so this is why I wanted to bring it as well, or Taharus Shahaya Odom Oisik Behen. But not just, right, let's say a person was working with Tahor food. But seeing as there's a person with a brain involved with those Taharos, that would also be called Das Lisho, right? Behem Bishar Shinola the Sophic. Okay, now, we're just going to wrap this up. Yeah, Mikan Amru. This is just working with factors we already know. Dover Shiespo Das Lisho, something that has Das Lisho, right, means that there's a person involved. Bereshusa Yochid, that is in a private domain. Sveiko Tome. It is Sophic, is going to be Tome, and we're going to say it's a Tome from, it's a Sophic Kavadai, right? And also, if it's Berushusa Rab versus, if it's Berushusa Rabim, Sveiko Tar, because we're learning from Sota. Okay? V'she'ein Das Lishol, but what happens if this thing hasn't got Das Lishol, meaning it's just, a Sheretz and a Kli, alone in a room, and you don't know what happened, right? Bein Breshusa Yochid, Bein Breshusa Rabim, Sveikotah. So,